glad you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
It's Thursday, November 11th. Veterans Day, be sure to take time to pass along a word of thanks to a veteran or many veterans that you know today. That would be a great idea. My name is Tim Nelson. Rain is in our forecast today. High temps in the mid-50s. We should get down to around 40, maybe a little lower than that in some areas for tonight. Let's get started with a song we hope you'll enjoy today.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory of my own. Yet in my weakness he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know that he holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins where ours comes to an end.
You're listening to Mark and Friends on this great news media station. From time to time, when I've hosted the program for Mark, we've heard from Pastor Scott Longyear, and today will be another one of those times. I recently sat down with Scott to talk about his latest book, Ditch Your Thinking. Let me read you a scripture that you may be familiar with already. Don't be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. That is from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Scott, that's almost next to impossible to do. Well, any change, true change, is impossible without God's help.
Yeah, that's hard, isn't it, Tim? Because we grew up like thinking a certain way and all that. You know, I was intrigued, Paul says, that we're transformed by the renewal of our mind, which is so interesting to me, Tim, because he doesn't say, you think, we're transformed by prayer or we're transformed by our actions, but he says we're transformed by the renewal of our mind. Like the way that we think changes everything. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine as we were kind of talking about, you know, a new book kind of in the work, and he just looked at me and he said, Scott, man, everybody's in a rut. Everybody's just, we're not thinking right, we're not acting right. And that kind of started me just thinking and praying on it, just on that whole line. And in some research, I found that, you know, I'm like, I'm an inch deep in this, like, super, this is just such a deep topic, right? But found that there are all kind of studies that are out on how we think and how that changes. Dr. Caroline Leaf is, she's a leading expert in this and has some great resources out. But she quoted a scientific study that was done that said, if you will pray for 6 minutes a day, I think, for 12 weeks, that it will literally change the way that a brain scan reads. So the way that we think actually changes the physical makeup of our brains. You know, Tim, it's like the Bible's true when Paul says that we're changed by the renewal of our mind. The way that we think determines everything. And that's super hard because we have, you know, we have family of origin issues that we bring into that. We have cultural issues that we bring into that. But just the way that we change our thinking really changes everything else. So the whole DITCH is actually an acronym. I'm a pastor, so everything's an acronym, right? So I put it like this, and I talk about this in the book. You know, we look at people on the outside, and we're like, man, this person has it all together. They seem to, like, have all their stuff. And you and I have talked to enough people along the years that we know that everybody's got their own personal struggles, you know. And one for me is I come into Saturday night, I'm a pastor, so Sunday's like, that's game day for me, right? So usually the typical pattern is on Sunday night, I start getting kind of just spun up in my brain of like all the things that can go wrong tomorrow and all of this. And I've got to really capture my thinking and be like, now, wait a minute, what am I thinking on all this? And so the book itself breaks apart all of those DITCH, all that, and talks about if you're having any kind of, if you're spun up on anxiety or fear or worry or anything like that. Real quick, let me run through them. D is that we determine the emotion. What's the emotion that we're dealing with there? It may be anger or sadness or fear. So we've got to identify what that emotion is. And then underneath that emotion, we've got to identify, I is to identify the stronghold. A stronghold, real simple, I'll try to make it briefly. A stronghold is basically a lie. You know, when you look in the Bible and it talks about strongholds, strongholds are often a lie. Well, Tim, you can't do that because you're not smart enough. Or if you do that, nobody's going to like, you know, whatever that stronghold is, you've got to find what that lie is in there. And then T, so it's DIT, then T of DITCH stands for you have to put truth on that stronghold. So the Bible is full of truth. And so that's why we've got to make sure that we're spending time in the Word and we're applying truth to the stronghold. You know, you could never do that, except the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Now, as long as they're not stupid things, we'll say, right? Or it's like craziness. But we've got to put those on there. You know, I'm a nobody, except the Psalm says that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So if I'm wonderfully made, I'm putting that truth against this stronghold that might be that I don't have any value at all. And then C stands for capture the thoughts, because what often happens as we're walking through something like this, Tim, is that we're like, okay, you know, I've got this down, and then the enemy's going to come and he's going to lob other thoughts at it. Yeah, but you this, yeah, but this. And so we've got to take those thoughts. We're told that to capture our thoughts. And then H is to hand it to Jesus. which sounds like so preacher-esque and churchy and like, how am I supposed to hand it to Jesus? And let me just take a minute and share this great illustration from my friend Craig Rochelle. Okay, disclaimer, Craig is not my friend, but it sounds so good to say my friend Craig Rochelle, right? But Craig did this illustration once where, I've picked it up because it's so powerful. He says, you go to bed at night. Usually for us, the spin up in our brains comes in the evening when everything's quiet. We're thinking about the next day. Oh, all these things are coming. This is when all the lies come in. And so we're told to hand this to Jesus, right? So Craig says, take a box, and I like to put on the box God. That's my God box. And I'm going to take that, and I'm going to set that in the kitchen because it's away from my bed. I don't usually sleep in the kitchen. So I put it in the kitchen. Then next to my bed, I want to have some 3x5 cards and a pen. And anytime I'm laying in bed and I start getting spun up, I'm going to lay my anxiety or my care. I'm going to write that down on that 3x5 card. Say like, okay, I'm worried about, I've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow with my daughter, or I'm afraid my grandkids or this or that. So I'm going to write that on the card. That's my burden. That's my heaviness, right? Then I'm going to get up out of bed and I'm going to go to the kitchen where the God box is, and I'm going to put it in the God box, and I'm going to say, God, I'm trusting you with this. You tell me to cast all my cares on you. This is my care written down on this 3x5 card. So I'm giving it to you. Then I'm going back to bed. I've had some friends that have done it. My assistant was like all twisted up. She's like, Scott, I'm so worried. You know, my kid is going, my high school kid is on a youth group trip and they're traveling. And she was legitimately couldn't sleep at night because she was worried about an accident. You know, and I'm like, what? You know, so I'm throwing out all the statistics. Like, he's going to be fine and all this. And she just said, Scott, my sister died in a car accident. So it was a very real deal to her. So she physically did the whole box thing and that. Do that, and then when you come back to bed, what'll happen is one of three things. Either you'll have the peace, right, and be like, okay, I've given it to you, Lord, thank you very much, or the enemy's going to go, yeah, but what about this one? And what about this one? Then you just write another one on the card to do the same thing. And then if you're laying there and it's like you have the same deal, where you're like, man, I'm still worried about what I wrote down and put in the God box because I cast my cares on Jesus, but I gave it to him, but I'm still worried about it. Then a great practice is to physically get up, walk back into the kitchen, pick it up out of the box, and just say, Jesus, I don't think you can handle this, so I'm going to take it back. Now, just the idea of doing that, you're like, okay, I'll give it. You know, but what I find, Tim, is the Lord is often so much more willing to take our burdens on himself than we are to give him. To him, you know, it's like we think I have to keep these and I'm going to figure it out. And so that's a real short little synopsis of how we break all that down in the ditch system. And then the book explains all of that. And then we spend a lot of time in the book, too, talking about how God redeems emotions. There's about seven major emotions, like fear and worry and anger and all that. And the Lord actually uses, you know, like I don't ever need to be angry. I don't ever need to be angry. And the Lord never said that. He said, in your anger, don't sin. So how can he use anger actually for good? So that's what we look at in the book. How can he use turn your worry into something good? How can he turn your fear into something good? So, yeah, that's been a really fun resource to put out. And we've got have a lot of people that have said it's been really helpful to them in kind of navigating all that. And this and the other book that I have as well, small group questions are there. So it's designed for small groups. So there's been some groups that have gone through that. But it's been very fun. And this resource comes from a really personal place of me because this has continued over the years just to be my struggle, you know, when it comes to all the way that we think and all the mental stuff that ties into some anxiety and mild depression and that.
Hey, if you're just joining us, we want you to know that you've been hearing from Pastor Scott Longyear and his latest book, Ditch Your Thinking, Freedom from Anxiety, Fear, Worry, and More, here on this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Tim Nelson. The book you wrote right before this was Soul Coma. How do you contrast that alongside the book we've been talking about today?
I'm always looking for what's going to help us the most, you know, so I really want to be able to answer the questions that we're asking, you know? And so I have a lot of friends who have wrestled around with anxiety and fear and that. So what does the Lord say to that? When it comes to Soul Coma, it's easy book to read. Some people who've read it are like, wow, I'm not a reader, but this was a super easy book to read. And I'm like, well, that's great, because I'm not like a super deep reader either, which is so weird for an author to say, you know, like I read a couple books and then I wrote some. But they said, man, this is super easy to read. And when I wrote Soul Coma, it was with this whole idea of we just kind of walk around like we're spiritually asleep, you know, in a bit of a spiritual coma. And there are tons of us who'd say, man, I wish I was closer to the Lord. I wish my prayer life was deeper. I wish my worship life was deeper. I wish I heard from the Lord more. And so this book is really full of practices where we can engage in those that are going to increase our relationship with the Lord. And again, I've had tons of small groups go through Soul Coma, and it's offered just some really good conversations that people opened up. And some folks that I've heard from have just said, man, I didn't realize that my soul was in a little bit of a coma. I was just kind of like walking through life, but this has helped me to reengage some spiritual practices and come closer to the Lord.
Now, Scott, I know we've talked about your two books, but you also have a daily one-minute radio program called Scott's Daily Word. And for the WLUJ listeners in the Springfield area, you'll be hearing that on a daily basis here before too long, possibly on the great news radio stations too. Let me play a sample of one of your daily radio programs, Scott's Daily Word.
Welcome to Scott's Daily Word with Pastor Scott Longyear. Each day, we focus on what God has to say to us through one single word.
Well, kind of a strange word today, but the word is oppose. Oppose, as in, have you ever felt like God is opposing you? You know, you're like, God, I can't catch a break. It seems like you're kind of coming against me here. It seems like you keep doing weird things in my life, and I'm not real happy about it. Well, there's a similar situation in Numbers chapter 22 in verse 32. Balaam is having this conversation with an angel. Here's what it says. An angel of the Lord asked Balaam, why have you beaten your donkey these three times? And the angel says, I've come here to oppose you. Why? Because your path is a reckless one before me. And sometimes when God is pushing on us, when he is opposing us, when he's coming against us, it's because our path is reckless and he wants to straighten us out.
Looking for more ways to hear from God? Check out scottlongyear.com.
How did the idea for the one-minute Scott's Daily Word come about?
It actually started because I had a small group of guys that I ran with, and one of the guys, I think because he didn't want to have extended conversations with people, would just record a prayer for people, and I thought, well, that's super cool. And so we'd start throwing around just some pre-recorded prayers, just on your iPhone. You just hit record, and I'm going to pray for Tim. Then I'm going to send him the recording, and he'd just pray. And I thought, well, what if we turn it into a little devotional stuff? And so I started doing that with something. Hey, guys, we're reading Philippians today. Maybe this will encourage you. And then that turned into like a 3 to 5 minute deal that I just would put out on my own platforms, and you could subscribe to that via a text message and all that. And I'm not tech savvy like you are, so I was like, I'm not really sure all how to do this. And so long story short, we whittled that down to a 1 minute format that really played on radio. And so literally what I'll do is similar to what you said. I will sit down with my quiet time in my life journal of what the Lord's spoken to me over I try every morning to be in the Word, and I'll write some stuff in a journal of, man, here's a scripture and here's a thought and how that applies to my life. And I'll just go back and go like, okay, that's great. Oh, we could take this word and do that. And it's seemed to be really helpful to people. It's short. We've got very short attention spans. So it's one word, one scripture, and one little charge or challenge, and then we're off for the day.
So you've got this daily radio feature, a couple of books, and you're a pastor. What next?
You know, I'm in an interesting time of life, I feel like, Tim, because I forget who I was listening to just this last week, and they said, you know, one of the problems is that you have more dreams than you do margin. You have more projects than you can actually put on the calendar, and that's where I'm feeling the pinch right now, because I have all of these great resources that I want to produce and all these things that I want to do to help move the kingdom forward. You know, my goal is that I want to see, before I die, I want to see millions of people take a step closer to Christ. And so how can I help do that? And then I look at my calendar and I'm like, I don't have the time for that. So I'm really in this season of whittling down what is it that the Lord wants me to do and trying to live in some margin, which I've been, you know, not living in, and trying to be real smart and very strategic in what the Lord's calling me to. So, hey, I don't know, but if the Lord wakes you up in the middle of the night and is like, here's what Scott is supposed to be doing in this next season, then please ring me up, right?
More information about Scott is online on his website. You can find his books there as well as Scott's Daily Word. And you can get more information about the ministry God has him in as a pastor. Just go to scottlongyear.com. Scott, L-O-N-G-Y-E-A-R.com. Coming up on Mark and Friends, your chance to win an NIV Adventure Bible. It's a children's Bible from Zondervan. We'll give you a chance to win that coming up right after we play this song here on Mark and Friends.
No more lonely days of pain and misery. For the dawn of happiness, I found the key. I have found the life of love and harmony. I found happiness all the time, wonderful peace of mind when I found the Lord. All the time, wonderful peace of mind when I found the Lord. I'm so happy with this brand new melody. I have found life can be a symphony. Looking forward to that happy jubilee. All the time, wonderful peace of mind when I found the Lord. I found happiness, I found peace of mind, I found the joy of living perfect, love sublime. I found real contentment, happy living in accord. I found happiness all the time, wonderful peace of mind when I found the Lord.
Are you ready for an adventure? If you're not, I bet your kids or grandkids are, always, right? Well, the Adventure Bible will take them on a fun, exciting journey through God's Word, now in full color throughout the entire book. Along the way, they'll meet all types of people, see all sorts of places, and learn all kinds of things about the Bible. We are giving away a copy of this NIV Adventure Bible for kids from Zonder Kids to the third caller. We'll give away one in the Great News Radio listening area. If you call 217-367-7777, again, that number for Great News Radio listeners, 217-367-7777. Caller 3 will win that NIV Adventure Bible from Zonder Kids. If you're listening to one of the WLUJ family of stations in the Springfield area, give us a call here at 217-528-2300. 217-528-2300. 2300, and again, the third caller in will get the NIV Adventure Bible from Zonder Kids and the Great News Media Stations here on this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll be back here tomorrow. Mark will be joined by Pastor Jason Schiffo, and you'll find out a little bit more about what's going on behind the scenes here at Great News Media.